Well, without further ado, we are going to, this is the moment. Now, I know that lots of you are going to go home this afternoon and turn on the Super Bowl, and I don't know how many of you have your 3D glasses, and well, we didn't, that was another reason we didn't feel we'd be compatible with the Super Bowl this year, because everything we do is basically in two-dimensional, because that's the type of guys we are. So we're going to introduce our winter model plywood cow. Now, let me tell you a little bit about how this got started. On the plywood cattle ranch, we had a bunch of our plywood cows just sitting out in the cold weather, and we had some new neighbors moved in. And the new neighbors moved in, and they saw these plywood cows standing out there, and they didn't know what was going on. They thought, oh, these poor cows are just standing there frozen solid, and they didn't know what to do. So they called the SPCA. The SPCA came out, and they looked at them, and they said, this isn't in our department. So they called the SPCPCA. That's the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Plywood Cattle. Of course, you knew that. So they came out, and they looked at all our cows standing outside, and they said, well, this is okay. We really think you ought to stack them up and put them in the barn. But so we decided that we didn't want to hassle with a government like that again, so we sent our director of marketing over to Europe to steal some designs. You know, this is like plywood cattle industrial espionage. So she came back, and she put together our winter model plywood cow. That is a genuine Highland cow, and it's got a thick laminated coat so it won't warp in the cold weather. It's got an appropriately pathetically sad face. And Andy, what'd you say the horns were for?
Steering. Yeah, well, as the bailiff and head stockman of the Plywood Cattle Company, I thought I might say a word or two about the technical background of this animal. So that's my job, is the technical aspect and of the herd. The woman that George talked about had to smuggle the genetic essence, the sawdust, all the way from Scotland, I think, in order to get it back in the country. It was an ancient shaggy coated beast from way up in Scotland, but we took it into the lab, ran it through the centrifuge, and put it through the buffalator and the purulator and various things like that.
Don't give away all our secrets.
Oh, well, that's why I phrase it this way. But then we introduced it to one of our own yearling, sapling heifers, and through the miracle of accelerated husbandry, we have now the Plyland Highwood cow. That's what it is.
One time, one of our cows did get sick, and Andy wrote a song about it. And he called it a minor ailment.
That's right. One of the cows got sick. It was roof and mouth disease, I think.
I thought it was woodworms.